Good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are in Blog Talk Radio Land. And we would like to welcome you to the Dr. Fred Says Show, where we bring you live from Miami, Florida, Dr. Fred Valdez. And we talk about the state of health in the world today, and we've been covering that in this show for the last several years. But today we're going to have a very special show because Dr. Fred Valdez is going to go into what's called AGX technology, which is very cutting edge and very interesting. And so he's going to cover that for us today. And so we'd just like to thank him for the time that he spends researching this for us and to our audience for continuing to support our show. Thank you very much. And in case you're not familiar with Dr. Valdez, he teaches part-time at a medical school that's close to Miami, Florida. His background is emergency medicine, and he spent many years studying complementary medicine. Within his team are doctors, chiropractors, therapists, alternative healthcare practitioners, and professional athletes. So we're going to learn all about AGX technology and how it connects to Zeta International. I'm going to pass the call over to you, Dr. Fred Valdez.
Well, thank you, Denise, and this is a topic that's really exciting because it's cutting-edge technology. So yeah, I'd like to give a little background. As you know, we have been doing shows on essential oils for a while, over a year or so, and we have chosen some weeks a different oil, and we talk about the benefits of this oil and so on. But I'd like to just give the listener a wider perspective on where the industry is headed and why essential oils are fast becoming part of mainstream medicine. And there's several factors for this. Some of us were familiar with essential oils a little bit. Some of us were not familiar at all. So they've been used for thousands of years for different things. And then the second part that came after that, the evolution of essential oils, was that in the last, 10, 15 years or so, mainstream medicine, quote-unquote, some serious practitioners started to investigate the benefits through clinical trials. And that started changing the paradigm because, once it becomes evidence-based, it changes the whole thing because now you have doctors and health practitioners who had no idea about essential oils maybe 15 years ago, now seeing studies coming out of, major universities, like University of Wisconsin, Mayo Clinic, and so on and so forth, on the benefits of oils. So that has really changed the paradigm to the point where, and I've mentioned this in a couple of shows, and this is like kind of a business angle, but I think it's important to mention this because there's a projection, a very accurate projection by an independent marketing group that the essential oil industry will be, I believe it's a $62.4 billion with a D, dollar industry by the year 2019. And, of course, one of the reasons for that is the awareness of essential oils through a lot of these clinical trials that have been coming out, and a lot of them that are being conducted at this time that would probably come out in the next 6 months, a year or so. So all that said as a background, yes, essential oils absolutely provide health benefits when used correctly and so on and so forth. Now, the question comes, what I consider, what was the second paradigm break? What was the second paradigm shift? Well, Zeta International, again, let me give a little background on who we are, what good company, in case we have a first-time listener, doesn't know about Zeta International. Zeta International, folks, is a company that was founded by a man called Ken Brailsford. Mr. Brailsford, he's an icon in the wellness industry who actually took two wellness companies to the billion-dollar level in sales. Now, to put that into perspective, there are thousands of companies in the direct sales industry, and most of them are wellness companies, and only about a couple of dozen, about 20, 23 or 24 or so, have reached that level, that billion-dollar level in sales. They are active, they maintain, they have a reputation, all that stuff. Well, to take one company, it's almost impossible to do that. Now, Mr. Brailsford actually took two companies to that level. So, we have somebody in our background that really, really knows this industry. And it's, like I said, it's considered an icon in the wellness industry. He's actually being called the father of encapsulated supplements. He's the first one that started to develop supplements, herbal supplements, into capsules. So, you know, we have someone, and that's important, folks, when we talk about a new breakthrough and so on. You know, you always need to find out who's behind it, who's the CEO, what is the founding principle of the company. So that's our founding principle. And about 12 years ago or so, Sir Bailford retired, a retired billionaire, saw a documentary from the Discovery Channel on the health benefits of a tree, a plant, if you will, called Moringa oleifera. And he was so impressed by what he saw that he thought he could bring a lot more benefit with one product, with this Moringa oleifera, than with all the other hundreds of products that he had dealt with in his previous companies. So he called a team of scientists and friends, and they researched Moringa for about a year and a half, and they came up with Fiji International, the founding company for pharmaceutical-grade Moringa oleifera products. In other words, we had drinks, nutritional drinks, based on the Moringa oleifera. From that point on, the company expanded into different divisions and so on. And, of course, that brings us to the Amil division, which was launched in 2015. It's not that long ago, about a year and a half, of essential oils. And it was the largest essential oil launch in history. Now, what separates Amil oils from other companies, and a lot of other companies that are jumping in the bandwagon, you know, based on what I just mentioned, where the oils are headed in the market. There's a lot of companies that are, you know, they're bringing out two or three oils, five oils, one oil, because they want to be in the bandwagon when it reaches that, you know, $62-plus billion level in sales. So what sets Amil apart? What sets it different from any other company? Well, number one, the oils that Amil has are clinical-grade essential oils. It's the only company in the market that has clinical-grade oils. What does that mean? That means that they're the same oils, the same purity, the same grade that were used in the clinical trials. Now, Dr. Plant, a very renowned medical director, figured this out and brought clinical-grade oils to the market through a lot of labor and an extensive process. And we have attracted other people to our company, like Dr. Penuel, who's is a French MD, considered one of the world's top authorities in essential oils. And he was approached by other companies to produce oils, and he never saw the pieces in place until he saw Amil. And he came to us. He's on our advisory board because of the quality of our oils. Now, on top of the clinical grade, we have another vetting process called CERT 5, and that ensures even further, five extra steps, ensuring the quality, who's the vendor, where do we get the lavender from, and so on and so forth, to the point that each bottle of our oils has a code on the bottom that you can actually input on the website, and it tells you everything you want to know about that specific batch, that specific bottle, when was it bottled, and so on and so forth. So with that background, you would think that that is something that is cutting edge, and it is, absolutely, very, very unique in the market. But they didn't stop there because they came out with the AGX technology. Folks, when I saw this and when I read a little bit about it, I was floored because this kind of discovery, this kind of introduction of new technology, usually takes years, folks. Usually takes 5, 6, 7 years of extensive research and so on. They came up with this just after a year. So it's really stunning the effort that went into this. So, you know, to give a background on AGX, you know, recently, as a lot of you may know or may not know, some years back, the human genome code was discovered, was unraveled, okay? Was decoded, so to speak. That opened a tremendous amount of new avenues on how we're going to treat patients in the future, and how are we going to treat our health in the future. There's already companies, folks, that are working with, you know, medications, drugs, prescription drugs, based on your genetic makeup. I'm familiar with a couple of companies that do that. And before they, you know, we prescribe you know, an antibiotic or whatever medication to a patient, we do a DNA test and we find out their genetic makeup, and that drug is prescribed or not. It may not be, you know, necessary to prescribe that drug, or it may not work on that patient. So that science is already out there. And that's because of the human genome unraveling a few years back. All that is the background that leads us to the AGX technology. You know, we have recently experienced a surge of scientific innovations in the essential oil space. And it's, you know, it's kind of a period of enlightenment. It's driving more value. It's driving more efficacy to the oils. And it's about an understanding on how essential oils can deliver their maximum and true potential to product users. So a male division of oils, we have discovered things like something called laser scanning confocal microscopy. And that is an instrument that provides live analysis on how essential oils interact with living human cells. You know, everything we take has to work at the cell level, including medications. You know, the cell is the ultimate goal for anything to work that we take in our bodies. So this instrument has identified how the oils work at the cell level. They're able to see how cells respond to different essential oils. For example, the rate at which cells actually absorb different essential oils. And very important, the retention of these essential oils. Where the essential oils go once inside the cell, what happens to the oil once it penetrates the cell, and much more. You know, we're not going to get a lot into the scientific stuff here because we don't have the time. It would take all afternoon to explain this. Then we also developed something called CaCO2. It's a system that involves a network of cells that characterizes the bioavailability of essential oils on a constituent level. In other words, how much of that oil is going to penetrate in our cells. So, you know, we were able to learn how certain oils contain constituents that promote the bioavailability of that oil, the absorption of that oil at the cell level, and other oil constituents. So we have been termed super carriers. Basically what this discovered was oils that can be super carriers that allow us to couple specific essential oils together to increase their bioavailability in the human body. And folks, this all this was actually based on, inspired or based on research that was done. One of the places was MIT, you know, top place in the world for research on human genetic expression and hormonal response, you know, how the hormones in our bodies respond to stressor, to outside factors. So hence came the biggest innovation and discovery in the essential oil history. And that's a heavy statement, but it's totally accurate. So it was revealed in 2015 by our main oil division, and it's called AGX. You know, as we know, the human genome is made up of tens of thousands of individual genes that affect our response to environmental factors. So Amel has analyzed over 40 of our essential oils to find out how each oil affects the human genetic health and cell behavior. So, folks, this is just something that is super, super cutting-edge technology that is exclusive to Amel oils, to our division of essential oils. And we have identified the zones in the body. And we have a couple oils that work in different zones, like, for example, cardiovascular. So we have identified zones, a combination of oils and supercarriers that help our bodies have a better cardiovascular health. We have identified respiratory. We have identified metabolism. And of course, the initial research that came out, we had three products. We had the AGX Men, AGX Women, and AGX Digest. And as we know, the digest is something, we have a lot of digestive issues. I think we did a recent show on probiotics, and one of the reasons we have a lot of digestive problems is the lack of probiotics. Well, you know, hormones are involved in all these mechanisms. Our bodies work with enzymes and hormones. So hormones are responsible to send messages to our body that things are not right, or that things are better, or that things are actually in balance. So that's what we have identified, what oils can be a super carrier, and what oils work specifically to induce hormonal response to outside factors. Folks, the ATX women is specific for a lot of the women issues based on hormonal issues. And, you know, we've seen results on the, you know, pulse and premenopausal symptoms and so on and so forth. ATX men, we have seen increases in performance, libido, energy, and so on. And, of course, ATX digest, we have seen a lot of benefits as far as digestive problems, like GERD, you know, something that affects a lot of people here, you know, gastroesophageal reflux disease. So overall in our bodies, we are looking at hormonal responses to different conditions. Now, this would be a good point I should have done it at the beginning of the show, Denise. And we always do that, folks, because, you know, CG International is a compliance company, and the FTC requires us to say this, that not the products that we talk about here are not meant to treat, diagnose, mitigate, prevent any diseases. We have to say that. But all that said, folks, the evidence is just overwhelming with essential oils, hundreds and hundreds of studies, and there's more coming out, and they're all being very, very positive. Now, within that world, within the scenario of a paradigm shift because of the studies, we have come out with AGX technology, which is totally, totally mind-blowing, cutting-edge technology. And we have identified all the six different zones in the body, like I said, for different combinations of oils and so on. So this is something that is really going to change how we deal with health issues on a daily basis. And, of course, you know, the show, it's, we can get into details, specific details. In the future, we may do one show on AGX Man, and we do one show on AGX Digest and so on. So we can expand a little bit on exactly how these oils work and these combinations and how the super carrier oils bring other oils to the cell level and what happens to the oils once they go inside the cell and so on and so forth. So this is something that's really exclusive, totally exclusive to CG International through their Amino Division of Essential, the clinical grade essential oils. So it's something that anyone that's listening should absolutely investigate this new technology, folks, because this can bring a lot of benefits to a lot of health issues that we face in our lives today. So with that, Denise, I'll pass the show back to you. If you have any comments, the show is yours.
Well, thank you. And yes, it is fascinating technology with many, many, many studies behind it. Now we're just needing to go forth with AGX technology. So I was wondering, because it's an interesting new topic, if you'd like to give your email address in case anyone in the audience has any questions for you.
Absolutely. My email is Fred Valdez, the number 56 at gmail.com, Fred Valdez, the number 56 at gmail.com, and as always, Valdez is spelled with an S, not a Z.
Right, Valdez with an S, right. So also, too, there are so many companies out there that sell essential oils, but it is really important to know the quality of those oils. I've actually been, just on a little personal challenge, have purchased some oils from, you know, real, for example, a retail store that I go to, and another one. And it's just amazing, once you use these oils, the difference in the quality and the absorption, it's so noticeable. I'm sure if the first time you start to use them, it's not as noticeable, but it certainly is now for me. And I'm very happy to have this technology and the access of the information that you're going to be bringing forth in the next few shows, because, yes, there's some very interesting oils out there, too, and blends that other companies don't have that access to. So we'd like to thank you again for all the work that you do bringing these shows and the research, and our audience for continuing to support and listen to us. And so on that note, I'm going to wish everyone a wonderful week, and have a great day.